Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey joined a growing coalition of attorneys general late last week in releasing the following statement in response to the U.S. Department of Treasury granting Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, staffers access to sensitive payment systems containing Americans' personally identifiable information. Quote, in the past week, the U.S. Department of the Treasury has given Elon Musk access to Americans' personal private information, state bank account data, and other information that is some of our country's most sensitive data. As the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is not used to being told no, but in our country, no one is above the law. The president does not have the power to give away our private information to anyone he chooses, and he cannot cut federal payments approved by Congress. This level of access for unauthorized individuals is unlawful, unprecedented, and unacceptable. DOGE has no authority to access this information, which they explicitly sought in order to block critical payments that millions of Americans rely on, payments that support health care, child care, and other essential programs. In defense of our Constitution, our right to privacy, and the essential funding that individuals and communities nationwide are counting on, we will be filing a lawsuit to stop this injustice. End quote. Joining Maine's Attorney General Frey in releasing the statement were the Attorneys General of New York, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Heart of Ellsworth is partnering with community banks to launch the 2025 Downtown Grants Program. Quote, Heart of Ellsworth is excited to launch the 2025 Downtown Grant Program with generous sponsorship from Franklin Savings Bank, as well as Bangor Federal Credit Union, First National Bank, and Machias Savings Bank. 2025 marks the fourth rendition of this grant opportunity for local entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses in downtown Ellsworth. Applications opened on February 5th and will be live until Monday, February 24th, 2025. This year's funding cycle supports emerging entrepreneurs and small business owners alike. There will be three awards available, first place $5,000, second place $3,000, and third place $500. These awards are available for startup or expansion projects, and all downtown Ellsworth business owners and area entrepreneurs are eligible to apply. The awards will be announced at the Downtown Grants Award Ceremony at 16 State Street that's planned for Tuesday, March 25th. For more information and to apply, go to heartofellsworth.org and click on the Downtown Grants banner at the top of the page there. There will be a digital security discussion group moderated by Tom LaMontanaro tomorrow in Castine at the Witherly. The topic will be learning from cybersecurity incidents. In person at the downstairs community room at the Witherly Library in Castine or via Zoom. That's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, February 12th from 5 to 6 p.m. For more information and to register for the Zoom link, go to witherlylibrary.net. And that's spelled witherlylibrary.net. And among the public hearings that are happening at the State House in Augusta today, there's one scheduled to start at 1 o'clock that might be interesting because it does pertain to everybody, and also because it is sponsored by two Republicans and two Democrats, and it's their vision of how to increase Maine storm preparedness for communities, homes, and infrastructures, LD1. That's going to be heard in the Housing and Economic Development Committee, again, starting at 1 o'clock. You can read the full bill, the fiscal note, and also see the sponsors, contact information, and links to watch or listen in on this meeting today, starting at 1 o'clock, at legislature.maine.gov. Just click in LD1 in the search box to find the information about the bill. Again, that's an act to increase storm preparedness for Maine's communities, homes, and infrastructure. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.